You start to feel it taking off or unfolding, or like the flower growing as we're doing these. So the image of creating a flower or a lotus and offering it to God, just in sound. That's how I see it. It just, it feels like that. It just gets so beautiful. So we have one last one to do, which is we're going to take the hexagram that the sun is in, right, the sun and moon is in right now, and for this new moon, so we're chanting the moment. Now this chant, it pulls us all into the moment. We're doing, instead of doing Om Hari, we'll be doing three lines, Om Hari Hari, or Om Hari Om, or we're doing three, we'll have three things to remember and just keep doing, and we keep repeating. But we're taking the moment that we're chanting the moment that is, we're sending energy, we're taking that energy in the world to now, and we're sending it around the world, without having to go anywhere, just touching a nerve in a way. It's a sensitivity that's happening between us that doesn't happen between many people on the planet very often. Like, it's special. So we're creating it, and we're just like planting a seed in the world. And it grows, you'll feel it for hopefully a week or two, like carrying with you, but you'll see it. It changes things. So you can't do this type of chanting without it altering your consciousness, without it opening things up, whether you know it or not. It just changes. You'll feel it. Just simple. You may not see that the association in your mind, oh, this make this happen, but you just sense things change. Just from that simplicity changes everything, not complexity. So this, now I have to think about it. It's in the sun, it's in the hexagram. It's called the marrying maiden. The aroused pleasure, too much passion. Shocking pleasure. If you push it too far, if you push what you want too far, what good comes out of it? So it's the problem of Aries, going for too much without being sensitive to anyone else. So we're chanting kind of to undo that. I just have to check something here, the exact position. Sorry, just give me a second. Four. Okay, so it's the hexagram. So one of the trigrams we'll be chanting is Om Om Hari, Om Om Hari, Om Om Hari, Om Om Hari. So when we had two, just Om Hari, Om Om Hari, there's only four combinations. But when we're doing three, there's eight possible ones. But we're just going to choose. Normally, if we had eight people, we'd do the whole eight as a circle, and it's just one step up from the, like, we had a really nice thing going with that, and that happens on the next level with that many more people. But we're gonna do Om Om Hari, and then the other one is Om Hari Hari. So Om Hari is the pleasure. It's the third daughter. Om Hari Hari's first son. It's shock. It's a shocking pleasure. And we're just trying to chant. We're just chanting. But it's the energy in the world. Everybody's trying to rush to do things, and they think, and then it just hits that nerve. So this new moon on it, if somebody's exteriorizing their energy, it's very volatile. You know, and self-centered or almost angry related. And here we're just trying to be calm in the midst of it. So for every hexagram, there's, okay, inside of that, let me just think. Okay, we've got four of us. So I'm going to give us each different parts so we can get this diversified a little bit. So within that is, okay. So then the hexagram within that hexagram is called the abyss, the danger of not enough discrimination, or danger of too much discrimination, the danger of the mind getting attached to too much pleasure, basically. So that's Hari Om Hari. It's the second son. Hari Om Hari. So we're going to do that one. And that has to be doubled. Maybe we'll just do the two of them, and I'll come in and I'll do the other parts on top of this. And I'll add it in. So, okay. Then you two are going to be chanting happiness, Om Om Hari, and you two will chant the shock, or these Om Hari Hari.
What is ours?
Om 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 Hari Hari.
But what does it mean?
It's like the first sentence, shock, it's thunder, it's
okay,
sudden change. But really, you're just trying to chant, and we're undoing some of that energy, and we're calming it down a little bit.
I'm going to add
other ones inside of it. And I may change them as I go along to just build up just other, more detailed patterns inside of that. Okay, so, okay.